You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Good afternoon, Columbus, Fort Benning, and Phoenix City, and welcome to Financial Notes with Cindy Gilliard. So happy to have you here this evening with us. I want to take a minute and thank our sponsor, Kingstown Family Foundation of Columbus, as well as the Empowerment Leadership of California. Thank you so much to our sponsors. We appreciate you for being here this evening. And so we have a question for you, or actually a few questions. Are you renting? Are you thinking of buying? Well, tonight we have a special guest, Rhonda German. She's a real estate agent with Coldwell Banker, Ken and Parker, Duncan and David. And these are some topics that she's going to discuss. Why rent? And there is more to buying a home than a down payment. So without any further ado, welcome. Welcome, Ms. Rhonda German. Thank you so much for being here with us this evening. And at this point, I will turn it over to you to tell us more about real estate, home ownership, what it means and what it doesn't mean. And when you're ready to send some questions in, audience, feel free to dial 563-999-3722 and press 1, and we'll listen to your questions and get them answered by Rhonda German, who's with Coldwell Banker, Ken and Parker, Duncan and David. Good evening, Rhonda, and how are you this evening?
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for having me. Real estate is one of my favorite topics to talk about, so I'm excited to share with you guys tonight. So I'll just go ahead and jump right in. Why rent versus buy? The pros to buying is that when you're looking at buying a house or a condo or, you know, whatever you choose to buy, you can pick what neighborhood and what amenities and what features work best for you and your family. You're able to customize and feel your personal style and set up your home the way that you want. For example, you can do renovations, you can paint the walls. Those are things that you are not able to do when you're renting. Having a home also gives you a sense of stability and security and can help you lay a solid foundation, not only for yourself, but your family for years to come. From a financial perspective, when you invest in property, it allows you to build equity over time and receive tax benefits. Now, the pros, I want to talk about the pros of renting, but the cons to renting, I mean, a lot of rentals, you have a lease, which means you may have to move again. In addition, your rent could increase from year to year, and that can be stressful on your budget, not knowing what your rent's going to be from year to year. If you have pets, a lot of times you have to pay additional fees to have pets. If you have children, your children may have to change schools every time you move, which can be difficult, especially halfway through a school year. And another drawback to renting is that you don't build any equity over time. You are paying your landlord's mortgage. Okay, do you want mobility? Do you want to put down roots? Think about these things, though, before you decide to buy. How long do you plan to live in an area? If it's long-term, consider buying. If you only plan to be in the city for a few years, it may be better to rent, since it can be sometimes time-consuming to sell a house. Although right now we are definitely in a seller's market. So if you were thinking about selling, now is the best time to do so. There are tons of calculators online that you can use that can kind of give you an idea of what the cost of renting is versus buying. So whenever you have time, make sure you pull one of those up so that you can kind of see how much you're putting out in rent, say, for instance, in 15 years compared to what you could have been paying in equity in your own home. Now, the other topic I was going to cover tonight is there's more to purchasing a home than a down payment. I have a lot of people come to me sometimes and they say, well, I'm ready to buy a house. And me, I'm all about educating my buyers so that there won't be any surprises up front, because I always tell the story. When I purchased my first home, I had a lot of surprises. There was a lot of money that had to be put out that I didn't know about. So I told myself I would be different. My buyers would be prepared during this process, and no amount of money that came up would be a surprise to them. So, and I'm not going to go into super detail about what each item is, but I will tell you what they are. And later on, if you want to set up a consultation, we can talk in more detail about that. But in addition to your down payment, you have earnest money. Earnest money is like a deposit. That can be sometimes 1-2% of the purchase price of a home. You have the inspection. You want to do an inspection because you want to make sure you know the condition of the home that you're buying. You're going to have the appraisal. The appraisal is done to determine the market value of the home. So the bank is not going to lend you out more money than what the home is worth. And I didn't give you any amounts for this, but in our particular area here in Columbus, which is one of the areas that I service, you can get an inspection starting at about $275, okay? Appraisal is going to cost you anywhere from $450 to $500. Then you also have closing costs. Closing costs are a buyer responsibility. We do have sellers that will pay some, or some will pay all of your closing costs, but they are your responsibility. So if you put an offer in on a home where the seller is not willing to pay your closing costs, or they're not willing to pay some of your closing costs, though the difference is going to fall on you. So I always tell my buyers to be prepared with those closing costs in the event that you have to use them. If you don't, then you've got a nice little nest egg when you actually move in. But those are the main things that I wanted to share with you guys about purchasing a house. And at this time, I'll be glad to take any questions that you have.
So, Sheree, do we have any questions at this point? Okay. So, no worries. Let me give everyone that number again. That number is 563-999-3722. And then hit 1 to ask Rhonda some questions. But in the interim, I do have a few questions for you, Rhonda. So, okay. And one of them is, can you tell us how has the COVID-19 pandemic impacted your industry?
It has not. Surprisingly, real estate has not stopped. It has not slowed down during this pandemic at all. As a matter of fact, how many closings have I had since the pandemic started? I've had about 8 closings since the pandemic started.
Okay.
And more coming up. So as long as you have a job that you know is, I guess I could say, a reliable, you know that your job is not going to end, go for it. If you're in the position to purchase, go ahead and do it. We have some of the best interest rates right now. So this is a great time to buy, or a great time to refinance for those that already own.
Okay, well, that is a good point. Yeah, but if you already own, refinance at this time. So that's a good point to definitely point out. So how does someone start the buying process? I know you told us, you know, once, you know, you select your home, certain things that you'll look at as far as the inspection. And I think everything that you have shared with us have been good practices for so people can have a good home buying experience. But how does that process start? How does that look like?
Well, the first thing, of course, and is this is an issue that a lot of people run into, and that is credit. Making sure that your credit places you in a position to be able to be approved for a mortgage. Right now, the minimum credit score requirement is between a 620 and 640, just depending on the institution that you use. Your credit score is also going to determine your interest rate. Now, your credit score isn't the only thing that they're going to look at. They're going to look at your payment history, any collections, your inquiries. There's a number of things that they're going to look for. But if you check off the list, everything meets the criteria, you need to get your pre-approval. That is your ticket to get out and shop for a home with a real estate agent. Another thing, it doesn't cost you anything to use a buyer's agent. Okay, so when you are purchasing a house, it does not cost you anything, but that pre-approval is going to be important for any agent that you're going to use to help purchase a home. Number one, it's more beneficial for you because you know how much you're going or how much you're able to shop for. You don't want to go out shopping for a home before you know how much you can buy, because you might go out there and fall in love with a house that's $200,000, but then you get that pre-approval and you're only approved for, say, $150,000. But that's the first step of the buying process, getting your pre-approval.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Rhonda. And by the way, we have listeners, you know, they may not call in, they may not be comfortable, but they may want to have a one-on-one conversation with you so they can be a homeowner. How would someone contact you?
Okay, I will definitely give you guys my cell phone number to call. That is 706-888-0825. Again, that's 706-888-0825. You can reach out to me on Facebook. My business page is Rhonda German Realtor. I'm on Instagram with the same name, Rhonda German Realtor. You can also go to my website, www.rhondagermanrealtor.com, to schedule a consultation as well. And if you guys are just interested in being educated on the home buying process before you make that step, I do have a group on Facebook called Kiss Your Landlord Goodbye 2021. So if you have a goal to be a homeowner in 2021, you want to make sure you join this group. You're going to find out everything from the credit portion, details on how the process works. It's going to give you everything that you need to purchase, give you that purchasing power that you need.
Awesome, awesome. So, again, Rhonda's number is 706-888-0825. And as you just heard, she is definitely willing to help you move to that next level of homeownership. So how long have you been an agent, Rhonda?
I have been an agent. June 16th was 1 year for me. So only a little bit over a year.
Well, happy anniversary on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so have you ever been the agent, like the buying agent and the seller agent? And if so, how does that work?
I have been the buyer's agent and the seller's agent. I'm actually in that position now. So if I listed a home, and I have someone call the number on the sign for me and they're not being represented by an agent, I can assist the both of you with the purchase. So, I mean, that's definitely something that can happen. Sometimes people think that they have to use the agent that's on the sign. You don't. Any agent can show any home that you see listed in this area. But it's very possible to be the buyer's agent and the selling agent. I actually have a client right now where I'm going to help her sell her house, and she's going to buy another one once we sell the first one. So it happens pretty often.
Okay, then. Awesome, awesome. But in a situation like that, you're working for both people. So
you're working for both.
Awesome, awesome. And is this something... Is this something that that a person can do part-time, or is it just mainly full-time?
It is definitely something that can be done on a part-time basis. I'm actually a part-time agent. I've been with my corporate employer for 16 years, so I do real estate on the side.
Okay. Awesome. And so when the buying process starts, on average, how long does it take from the start to the finish? I know it can vary, so just like kind of on average.
Well, sometimes you have buyers that go right out and they find a home on their first trip out to look at homes. Sometimes you have buyers that takes a little while longer. But once you actually have an accepted offer, and what that means is the seller has agreed to sell you their home, both you and the seller have signed the contract, it can take anywhere to 30 to 45 days to close.
Okay, then. Okay, so that's very helpful to know. Very helpful to know.
Yes, yeah, so you know, if you, one of the first things I always ask is what's your timeline for moving? Because sometimes people are in leases or they're in apartments. Sometimes complexes will let you out if they know you're purchasing a house, or, you know, sometimes you may have to just wait for your lease up. Some people may be able to, you know, pay themselves out of the lease, but it really just depends on your situation.
Okay, then. And I know earlier you mentioned earnest money, and can you, so that's pretty much, if I recall what you said, it's just a certain percentage of whatever the going price is that a person puts down. So just, is that sort of like that level of commitment? Is that an additional level? Is we're going to go to break in about 30 seconds, but,
oh, okay.
But if you could just.
Really quick. Earnest money is like a deposit, just like you have to do a security deposit first month to rent at an apartment. It's kind of like a deposit. It's going to go towards your purchase, but it's letting the seller know that you're serious about making the purchase. So the more earnest money you put up, really, the better.
Okay, then. That sounds good. All right. Well, as I said, we're about to go on break. We're going to for about an hour, so a minute. Not an hour, so don't go anywhere. But if you have any questions, 563-999-3722 and hit 1 so you can ask Rhonda some questions about real estate and home ownership. And we'll be back.
Older adults and people of any age with underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. The good news is there are steps you can take to protect yourself and your loved ones. Step 1, keep germs away. Wash your hands often. Stay home unless you need food, medicine, or medical care. If you need to go out, stay at least 6 feet or 2 arms lengths apart from others. Avoid people who are sick. And remember, wear a cloth face covering when around others. Step 2, make a plan. Identify and talk with someone who can help care for you if you get sick. Have supplies such as medicines and groceries on hand, or find ways to have them brought to you. Step 3, keep up with the situation and health recommendations in your area. If COVID-19 is spreading in your community, stay home as much as possible and avoid crowds. If you do get sick with fever, cough, or shortness of breath, call your doctor right away. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
CDC is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of a novel or new coronavirus. There are steps you can take now to get ready if an outbreak occurs in your community. Make a household plan. Learn how to prepare and to take quick action if someone gets sick. Older adults and people with chronic medical conditions are at greater risk. Take extra steps to protect them. Think about what you will do if there are changes to your work schedule. And remember to always practice good health habits, such as frequently washing hands with soap and water, staying home when sick, and covering coughs and sneezes. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
And welcome back to Financial Notes with Cynthia Yard. I want to say thanks again to our sponsors, Kingtown Family Foundation of Columbus and the Empowerment Leadership Academy of California. But today, this evening, to Rhonda German, who is a real estate agent with Coldwell Banker, Kenneth Parker, Duncan and Davis, who is on tonight and discussing real estate, homeownership, and such. And we do thank her for that. And anyone out there who has a question, please call 563-999-3722 and press 1. But I have a question, Rhonda. So if I was looking to buy a home, in this, since it's a seller's market, how often are sellers willing to adjust their asking price? How does that work?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. With this being a seller's market, sellers know they can get what they're asking for, if not more. Because what's happening is you have buyers that are buying the same range, a certain amount of buyers. So the average purchase here is about 150 to 180, okay? So if you have a pool of people looking for homes in that same price range, but we have more buyers than we have sellers, when that hot property comes up, you're going to have multiple buyers going for the same home. This is an advantage to the seller because they're able to, a lot of times, get more than what they listed the home for, because your buyer, your agent is going to coach your buyer to put in their highest and best offer.
Okay.
If you listed your home for $150, okay, you have three offers on that home. One person offers you, there's always going to be a person that wants to give you less, okay? So if your home is $150,000, somebody's going to come in at $145. Somebody might come in right at $150. Somebody might come in at $153. So the seller has the leverage to get more for the home because it's the seller's market, if that makes sense. You all can't put in the same offer. And one thing is, the buyers, you don't know what the other person is offering. So you have to make your highest and best.
Oh, okay then. I wasn't really sure how that process works. So, okay, so, yes, you have to make the best offer because you don't know.
You don't know. And like I mentioned about the closing costs, how you want to be prepared to pay those. In this seller's market also, sellers know that they don't have to necessarily pay those closing costs too, because you're going to have an agent tell a buyer, okay, the best thing for you to do is not ask for closing costs. If you want this house, don't ask for closing costs, because I guarantee you there are people out here that need closing costs. So if you ask for none, that's going to make your offer more attractive, because the seller's goal, of course, is to net as much as they can from the sale as possible. So when you have a home for $150,000, say, for instance, you need $5,000 in closing costs. So you've offered $150,000. And you've also asked for $5,000. You're really only offering that seller $145,000.
Okay.
Yeah, that's coming out of there. That's coming out of their profit. So of course they want to profit the most. So if I have someone that's asked for $5,000 closing costs, I have someone that's asked me for $2,500 closing costs, or if I have somebody that has asked for zero closing costs, you have more of a chance getting your offer accepted if you don't ask for any.
Okay, understood.
I mean, it's still not guaranteed. How everybody's situation different is different, but that is one of the ways to make your offer more attractive, less closing costs or none, if you're able.
Understood. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for sure, just listening to Rhonda, I know that you will have a knowledgeable real estate agent who is going to work on your behalf when it's that time to make to purchase your home or sell your home. And again, you can reach Rhonda at area code 706-888-0825. And I'm going to check one more time to see if we have any additional questions. And I know I just gave your number, Rhonda, but if you would, you had mentioned your Facebook. You mentioned a Facebook page, two Facebook pages. So if you would, repeat that information for our listeners as well.
Most definitely. You can reach me on Facebook, Rhonda German Realtor. Also, my Facebook group, Kiss Your Landlord Goodbye 2021. You can find me on Instagram, Rhonda German Realtor. And my phone number, 706-888-0825. Website, www.rhondagermanrealtor.com. And I don't think I gave this last time, but my email address is also rhondagermanrealtor@gmail.com. So you have several ways to contact.
Absolutely. All right, so we're going to take another break, and then we'll wrap up with Financial Notes with Cindy Gilliard. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
My name is Dr. Tony Fauci here at the National Institutes of Health. If you've recovered from COVID-19, your plasma has antibodies that may help others fight COVID. Please donate plasma now. You can literally save lives. There are thousands of locations across the country where you can donate. Find the site to donate your plasma at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
All right. Well, welcome back. Welcome back to Financial Notes with Cindy Gilliard. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know that if you were like me, you learned a lot from Ms. Rhonda German this evening about real estate, home ownership. And I want to thank you for listening and thank her for listening as well. I have a quote. It says, "Beware of little expenses. A small leak will sink a great ship," by Benjamin Franklin. Rhonda, do you have any words you'd like to leave us with?
That's it. If you guys have any additional questions outside of this broadcast, make sure you reach out to me, schedule your free consultation, and let's get you guys in a home.
Awesome. All righty. So there's a small family-owned business, small business shout-out going out to Ed's Southern Cooking. You haven't been fed until you ate at Ed's. 5435 Woodruff Farm Road in the Mildred Plaza. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Rhonda. And thank you to our sponsors, Kingtown Family Foundation of Columbus and the Empowerment Leadership Academy of California. Invite guests to join us next week, and I look forward to listening, not listening, but hearing from you on Financial Notes with Cindy Gilliard. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thoughts, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed